We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sure, we'll let you tie the game at 7-7, and then we'll score another touchdown, and we'll take care of business over the course of 19 hours last night. I will put a 15 spot on the board and remind everybody that every now and then, we are the New York Yankees. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm finding it fascinating how every show, your buildup to Yankee baseball gets bigger and more exciting. I'm noticing that.
I'm just saying, it is what it is.
We're taking you right up until something as good as sex. New York Yankees
baseball. I
wouldn't
get crazy with that.
That's coming in a week.
You know, but it was great last night. You know, for all the nonsense that we've all spewed out here, you know, Yankee fans don't like a team that's pitching first. Yankee fans want a lot of runs and home runs and offense and RBIs and all that stuff. Woo! We got
that
it
was,
in spades last that night,
was
brother.
That was, in a lot of ways, their most impressive win of the year because Dylan Cease had been pitching so well this season. And what do the Yankees do right out of the gate? They hang two runs on him. Then, after Luis Gil gives three back, what do the Yankees do instantly? They respond with three more. Like, this was offensively one of their most impressive performances we've seen in a long time. Gleyber Torres coming off the bench continues to be impressive. That at-bat, which really kind of got that rally going with a runner on first and two outs, working the walk. In a lot of ways, when you look at all the wins they have 23 of them now, Craig, the first to 23. Last night was as impressive as it gets, I got to admit it.
It was awesome. Listen, it was awesome. And it didn't take them two innings to do it. It was bang.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get Aaron Judge hustling down to first base. You get a couple runs scoring, and that is Gleyber Torres again. Very aggressive, running through the Rojas stop sign, and scores the second run. And then after that, kaboom!
Every time the White Sox scored, the Yankees responded. That was very 98-like by this Yankee
team. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. And while that was happening, you had James Harden and the Sixers losing Game 6 at home. So it was a great night for New York.
Losers, I told you. I never talked trash about the Nets. I didn't say a word about what the Nets would do. But what I told you months ago, Craig, was that that loser will win nothing. And after the entire Twitter universe and all the Harden stands came out after game four, Houston Harden's back. Oh, my God. Look what happened. The big, fat quitter showed up in the biggest moment of the season.
Yeah.
Good riddance, you loser.
Well, there you go. I mean, more about Philadelphia. I don't care if James Harden plays well or not. I care that Philadelphia gets knocked out.
I care about both.
Yeah, of course you do.
Let me enjoy something, okay?
Yeah. Two shots in the second half, no points. And another disappearing act by James Harden in the postseason, and it is phenomenal.
Aww.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Aww.
And then what Joel Embiid. What a great way to get into a Friday.
Joel Embiid after the game. Hey, he's not Houston James Harden. Man. Joel Embiid after the game. How did we lose Jimmy Butler? Joel Embiid after the game. Oh, I didn't win the MVP. I'm really upset.
Yeah.
Goodbye, losers. See you later.
And then, of course, that brings us to the big action tonight, which I know for you and Big Mac is the New York Met game, but for a lot of New Yorkers, as you know, it's game six. Rangers and Penguins, no Sidney Crosby. Can the Rangers stave off elimination one more game and then force the deciding game seven for Sunday evening at Madison Square Garden? We got lots cooking today. And a real Ranger fan would be watching the Ranger game tonight. Yet, that's going to the Met game
we
tonight.
We are going to be watching the New York Ranger game tonight. No, we will have a tablet set up at Citi Field.
With volume?
With volume.
You can't have volume on that.
I kind of run the show down there.
You
we're going to have volume
the
up
show?
There. That's right.
Wow.
The Ranger fans crowd over. Even the Islander fans come over and they say, what's going
the
on?
Show.
Well, I run the volume
wow.
on
wow.
No,
you didn't say I run the volume. You said I run the show down there. as if Citi Field is your living room.
Well, it is, in a way. I spend enough money.
I run the show down there. Boy, you always wonder with people in life that when they have some success, they start making some money, they have ratings, whatever the case may be. How does it change them, or does it reveal them? You're being revealed.
Revealed
here today.
Is what?
I run the show.
I have always
down there, quote unquote.
I have always used my tablet to watch other games while at Citi Field because I'm a sports fan and it's part of the job. Huh. And if it ever offends anyone, see, there's a story. One time about 5 years ago, a guy came down and said, "Excuse me, I'm very offended by what you're doing right now." And I said, "What does that mean?" And they said, "I don't like the fact you're watching a Yankee game at Citi Field."
Because it was the Yankees or just it was anything?
It was the Yankees.
Okay.
It was a Yankee Met thing.
Yeah.
And while I was very taken back, I showed respect to the guy. And I said, "Okay, if you're offended by it, I will put it away." So look, if someone came down to me and said, "Look, I don't want you watching the Ranger game while at Citi Field. Big Mac's out of luck. We'll just DVR and watch it later."
Hold on a second.
I do show respect to others.
That's not a guy that runs the show.
That doesn't sound like that
a guy that runs the show says, I'm allowed to enjoy my iPad in these seats.
Yes.
If you have a problem with it, that's your problem, sir. I mean, now, you shouldn't be allowed to play volume out loud, because that could disrupt some of the enjoyment of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But since you run the show down there,
well,
you just tell them, listen, back off.
I run the show, but I also have respect. I will have respect for people.
Okay.
And if someone respectfully says, "Look, this offends my sensibilities," and it's only happened once in all my years at Citi Field.
And it was
one
only
time,
a Yankee game.
And it was some Met fan who was just bitter that I was watching the Yankees.
Yeah.
Little did he know, wasn't exactly sitting there with my pom-poms on.
My gut tells me that if you have the Ranger game on, there'll be enough Met fans at the game tonight who are also Rangers fans.
Oh, no, I know
who
this.
Who are going to want to say, "Yo, everyone, how's it going?"
Dude, one thing I've learned over the years, because I've watched many a Ranger playoff game at Citi Field, it turns out to be more popular than the actual Met game. Because there are a lot of hockey fans, or even casual fans, who want to know what's going on in the playoff
game.
Plus,
that's an elimination
game. Big Mac, you and I are going to be the most popular guys at Citi Field tonight for that reason.
That's never going to be the case in either of your lives. So just understand that going in. I'm not saying that to be a bad guy or take a shot. But there will never be a building that either one of you are in where you are the most popular guy in that building, unless it's like your kids' weddings and you're the guy that wrote the check.
No, you're right.
Outside of that, it's never going to happen.
He's actually right. We're the third most popular person. Pete Alonso, Max Scherzer will be 1-2.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we're going to be slipping in to third place as most popular guys.
They're going to be kids going home with their parents after the game. That was amazing to go out there and see Max Scherzer and Pete Alonso.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, the real treat for me was seeing Evan and Big Mac on the iPad watching the Ranger game.
No, it's that they get to enjoy the Ranger game too.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a joint activity.
Now,
that tablet's for everybody, folks.
I tell you what the New York Mets should do. And you're going to poo-poo this and tell me I'm crazy and you don't like it and you wouldn't want it. They should put the Ranger game on the Jumbotron.
No, you can't do that.
That's what they should do.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Well,
walk me through the why not part.
Because that's my job. I'm the one with the tablet.
Oh, that would minimize
crazy? You know what they do at Citi Field, and I've noticed this over the years? They will give you updates on the game. Like, true story, in between innings, they will give you an update of what's going on in Rangers-Penguins. But they only give you positive updates for the Rangers. So if the Penguins score a goal, you will get no update. If the Rangers score a goal, they'll flash it on the board. Here's a goal by Adam Fox. Rangers lead 2-1. So they do keep Met fans abreast of what's going on in the Ranger game, but they'll only do it in certain situations, which I always found so odd. Like, why would you not show negative updates?
Well, I think you show all updates.
Yeah.
Every time there's a goal scored, you should put it on the Jumbotron because, listen, it's a playoff game. It's not regular season. It is elimination.
Right.
And there's going to be a healthy percentage of Met fans at the game tonight that do have an interest in the Rangers, you know,
Though you do have to admit this, and I've noticed this with crowd reactions, a good portion of Met fans are Islander fans.
Yeah, I get that.
So you don't
get
like this universal
roar. It's not a Yankee game.
No, it's different. I mean, we know how fan bases are.
But it's local. It shows you that you understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Big Macs, well, I don't know, this whole thing tonight, I don't know. It bothers me.
Why does it bother you? You're the one who says nobody cares about hockey.
Yeah.
You're
it's playoff hockey, Evan.
So
we
Big
don't
Mac
care about playoff hockey.
So what does that mean?
He's not a Met fan.
Yeah.
They're not playing the Yankees.
Right.
And oh, by the way, his favorite hockey team is in an elimination game.
Yeah?
He doesn't belong at Citi Field tonight.
Of course he belongs there.
Okay.
He's a New York sports talk show host who's going to watch everything. Like,
that's
how many people?
Just fine.
How many people are going to have the experience of watching the Ranger game while at Citi Field?
None.
Me and 15 other people.
Yeah.
Big Mac gets to be a part of that select company.
I'll be honest, I don't like it one bit.
So when someone calls up in his overnight show and breaks down the Met game and the Ranger game, Big Mac can be like, I'm all over both, baby.
Yeah, you can't be all over both.
Yes, you can.
If something's going to fall through the cracks, it has to.
No.
And it just, you know, what's fascinating about it is that he's willing to trade in the possibility, because there's no guarantee, that tonight is one of those games Ranger fans talk about for the next 20 years. And rather than be a part of that, he's going to be at Citi Field bemoaning the fact that it's a $10 domestic beer. It's a
he runs the show over there.
It's a $6 pretzel.
So does his wallet. So.
Yeah. And I'm going to laugh at him on Monday because I'm going to watch what could be one of the great Ranger postseason games of all time tonight. And I'm going to be locked in on it. You're going to be at a Met game watching two teams you care nothing about. And that, I'm sorry, and I understand why you're there. You're a Met fan.
Thank you.
It just doesn't jive in my brain that you're doing the right thing tonight. I'm sorry. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. We went over this yesterday.
There's nothing to tell me. You're failing yourself.
A friend asked me to go to a game with him.
Yeah,
that's
the answer
what happened.
Is always yes.
Then
what about your needs and wants, Christopher?
He promised me a way to watch the game. I'm going to watch the Ranger game.
You know full well you're not watching the Ranger game.
I am watching the Ranger
game. Then why don't you just watch the game?
I am going to be watching the game.
Why don't you sit up on the roof here with an iPad and watch the game if you need to be outside
and
that band?
You make it sound like I'm passing up on being part of the Ranger experience. Are you talking about in the newsroom? Watching all the games anyway?
You could sit in my office in the massage chair.
The volume on your TV doesn't work. I saw you for 30 minutes try and put it on mute.
I had to redo the battery. It's fine. The volume works.
Craig, in your defense, and I want to be honest, because I want to put myself in the shoes of Big Mac.
Please do.
If this was a New York Islander postseason game.
And he was inviting you to a Yankee game.
There's no shot. I'd be at Yankee Stadium.
You know what, Ev? You're right. You just talked me out of it. Call one of your bozo friends and figure out how to have a partner during the game.
You're a grown man.
I'm out.
You made a decision.
Now I'm out. Evan's right. I shouldn't go. I'm going to stay here.
I never said you shouldn't go.
Okay.
I'm saying if it was me,
No. I'm here going for you. He's bad-mouthing me, and what do? You jump on him?
Hold on. Hold on.
There's many Friday night games.
Big Mac,
we'll have a lot of fun
Big
some
Mac,
other time.
I am not a damn charity case. You're not sitting in great seats at Citi Field because you're doing it for me.
Yeah, I am.
That's not for me. I can find 15 people to go.
You made a point about going to Friday night games, and I should come with you, and why not this Friday? You picked a date. I said, of course, any Friday, I'll go.
Sure.
It so happened that the game landed on it. I even talked to you about it. Instead of saying, you're right, you said, don't worry. I got the tablets. We'll watch all the games.
I do.
Should still come. Don't worry about it. So I said, okay, great. Now you're going to jump on the tracks with him and try and run me over?
You jumped on the tracks.
I'm done.
Now okay. He's done.
He's done.
Ride that train all by yourself from Mets World Points.
Why don't you just give it some thought? You're acting emotionally right now.
I am acting. I've thought about it.
How about this? How about at 3 o'clock you announce your final decision? That gives you a little time to cool down so you're not making a rash emotional decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you will announce your decision, and then you got to stick to it at 3 o'clock.
I mean, here's the truth.
No, I'm feeling pretty strongly about it right now.
Big Mac, 3 o'clock.
You not going to the game just means you're Carton's little marionette.
No.
Because
he's
the one who bullied you into not going to the game.
No.
That's the reality.
That's
it's one of two choices, Craig. Here's the way I look at it.
You said
either Big Mac is a little marinette.
Yeah.
Marinette.
Yeah, working that.
Marinette of Craig Carton, or he hates the New York Rangers. So it's one or the other. Which one is it?
No. What happened was he was playing the strings, and you said, oh, no, your left hand looks a little tired. Let me take over. And you jumped in, and you tried to both play me. So I'm not playing this game.
I'm no one's puppet. At the end of the day, you do what you want to do. You're an adult.
You be you.
Or as they say where I'm from, you're a grown-ass man.
Yeah. I made a decision yesterday, but somehow it got brought up again.
Just act like a grown-ass man.
I have, and I've made a decision. You want me to wait till 3? I'll wait.
Yeah, wait till 3.
Wait till 3.
And let us know what you're going to do.
I doubt very much my opinion is going to change right now.
Well,
I'm kind of angry.
You wait till 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, you can announce exactly what your decision is.
Okay.
All right? That gives Evan 4 hours to get a replacement, should he need one.
Are you
going to
come instead, baby?
I'm not going.
No.
You know that.
Why not?
I don't even want to go to the Yankee game next Friday or the Met game the month after that. But I'm going because it's the right thing to do.
Why do you hate going to sporting events?
I don't. I love going to sporting events.
You just said you don't want to go to any game?
I don't want to go to... I don't like going to Friday games.
Why is that?
Because the traffic is murder.
And I just got a better offer.
What's the better offer? My massage chair on the roof?
Big Zoo has asked me to go watch the Ranger game with Sal at Stout's.
Where's Stout's?
Or Stout. I think it's just Stout. He wrote Stout's, but I think it's just... It's a bar by Madison Square Garden.
Oh, it's near the Garden?
Yeah.
They're not playing at the Garden, so why does it, why would you have to pick a bar near the Garden?
You're doing the same thing.
Because I don't feel like going all the way to Pittsburgh to watch the game.
But wait a second.
Why go to the Garden to watch it?
If you're at the bar near Madison Square Garden, you'll probably watch more of the game at a nice, quiet city field on my tablet than a loud bar near Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, but that's part of the ambiance.
I'll have the volume up at the bar, though.
I'll be with the Ranger fans.
Of course you want to hear it.
No, dude, you won't hear it at a bar.
No, they'll have the volume up at a bar.
Yeah, but even with the volume up, there's enough people talking. You won't hear that.
Nah, you'll hear it.
You'll have a better game-watching experience at a nice, quiet city field than Stout's.
And I was prepared for that until someone threw me under the bus. We'll find out at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, that way it's not an emotional decision. You will have cooled and calmed down a bit from there, and then you can announce your decision, okay?
Yeah, fine.
Does that work for you?
It works for me.
I mean, do you want to do it at 2:30? Is that better?
It doesn't matter. 2:30, 3. It's just a matter of giving him enough time to find somebody else.
All right, so let's just say 2:30 then. Why wait till 3 o'clock?
Well, I thought you wanted a cooling off period.
Well, do you need to cool off?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, cool off. 3 o'clock it is. At 3 o'clock, we'll give away some Yankees tickets.
All right.
And we'll let you announce your decision. Are you going to go with Evan to the Met game and watch the Rangers on his iPad? Or are you going to go to Stout's and watch it? Or watch it in my office?
Well, I'm definitely not watching it in your office.
All right, now you down to two.
Yes.
Now you're down to two options. Okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.